this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment.
Yo, he's got a weird voice, you know. Very unique. Yeah, very unique. 78. Set it straight, Bruce Smith episode.
1978ers episode.
The 1978ers are here.
I feel like we need to introduce one of the new members of different styles that Chuck has. He told us he has two.
Okay.
I'm chomping at the bit because I want to know which of...
The style is different.
What do you got, Chuck?
No, it's been a busy... It's been a busy, busy week as A&R... One third of the A&R team of the Different Styles crew. Seen a lot of really good music. And it was perfect because, you know, how things hit you at the right time. And, you know, right after we posted the last episode and I was still fighting off a cold, somebody slipped me. It was a very old school, very, very Steve Bills. It was called DJ Flu and the Get Sick Crew.
Okay.
Which was dope in its own right, but when I saw the EP title, it was called Influenzas, but it kind of looked like influenza, the way it was spelled, but it was like they were the influences. I was feeling
okay.
That
okay.
The Get Sick Crew right. Is actually amazing.
I like that.
Who came up with that? Was that you?
No, shout out to my homie Ben Suzelnick, drummer in my band.
His name is Ben Suzelnick?
Yes. Listen here, Suzelnick.
Yo, who are you?
Is he in a Jerky
Boys? I feel
Boys?
Like he was like a protagonist in a Jerky Boys episode.
Sizzleneck.
What's up, Sizzleneck?
I'm sure you guys are going to get me clubbed for mispronouncing his name. He's in my phone as Ben Drummer. I'll give you that much.
Is he a large man? Boss?
No, not particularly.
All right, good. I'm going after him. I'm going after his Sizzleneck right now.
Would you say when you see him walking down the hall, let's say he's wearing a t-shirt, would you say his neck is sizzling? Like, what's the etymology of that
Sizzle
name?
Neck.
That person had a rough history.
Sizzle neck?
Yeah.
He was probably like branded in it.
I was the neck like sizzler.
Like his grandfather was like part of, he was like a farm animal and they just sizzled his neck on.
I was, you
maybe
know,
that's
I hate
wrong.
To let the,
is that wrong?
I hate to wow. Let the work life collide with the podcast, but I had a conversation where there was someone else on a project team and I was trying to steer them his way. And I was like, okay. Yeah, it's, you just need to. I was like, you need to reach out to Mr. Naprogasm for that one.
Right.
Which was his name. He's like, I don't have his email. And I go, oh, it starts with a G. And this was all like actual content. And I was like, goddamn, fucking Cole and Steve would be laughing at this. Like,
Naprogasm.
Who are you?
Wow.
Yo, I think I had a naprogasm while I was sleeping last night.
Yeah.
Dude. I don't know.
Yeah. A half wet dream.
It wasn't. I wasn't sleeping. I was taking a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had one.
Okay.
Just fucking around.
How long was your nap?
What's that?
How long was your nap?
Real long.
Okay.
No.
2.5. Over.
I'm just fucking around.
Oh.
I knocked that
naps
out.
Naps a tricky thing, man. You gotta have the sweet spot for naps. A 4-hour nap is called you should have just gone to bed.
Yeah.
An hour and a half, I feel like, is solid.
Dude,
20 minutes is solid.
I get them smooth 1-hour naps when my daughter,
yeah.
When she goes to sleep on the weekends.
Okay.
Around 10 o'clock.
Okay.
She goes to bed. I go to bed, too.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it, man.
You look forward to that.
10 a.m.?
Hell yeah.
10 a.m.?
Yeah, she usually takes a nap around 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. We're getting a little off track here, but maybe not. Yo, did anybody listening to episode 77 realize that I drop kicked the...
Who
the equipment
you?
And the episode abruptly ended. I don't know if anybody made it that far.
Bruce Lee.
I just left a little bit of Chuck's vocals going, all right, yeah, I'm going to shut this thing off now.
Yeah. You could almost hear it too. Like someone like,
dude, I clipped out the audio, but it sounded like, I don't know, like Hellraiser's alarm clock or something. It sounded so terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Your pain will be legendary.
I actually had a totally different vision in my head of what it sounded like when it cut out on your end.
Okay.
I thought it was going to sound like connect.
Oh,
connect.
It's been a minute since we've had one of those.
Knock on wood, you know. Chuck shelled out the big dough. If you want to chip in to help pay for Chuck's new computer, send us 78 cents.
Dollars. Yep.
Food stamps. Bottle caps to chromebills@gmail.com using PayPal.
Who's your boy who lives in Sweden? He's got to have at least 78 cents on him.
Who?
What was his name?
Sweden?
Don't you have a boy who lives in Sweden? He's listening to the show?
There's, put me on the spot.
Oh, you're fucking up.
I feel like I should know.
I think he's MC Sven, the Swedish meatball.
Nah, now we're insulting the man's culture. Now it's interesting. Like on SoundCloud or Twitter, you can find all the Chrome Bill stuff on all the social media sites. Right. We're on TMZ, but people do hit us up.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, some more than others.
I want to say like Raul or Set or some shit like that.
Raul, I think is Tony. Tony the homie. I'm glad he's not a phony, because then Tony would be Tony the phony homie.
Yeah.
What's up? Knew a dude named Tony Baloney. He might actually listen to this podcast though. That was always
is that true?
He was the
cousin of Tony Macaroni, actually.
Tony Rigatoni.
Tony Calzoni. Yeah, who can forget?
Tony Calzoni. Yo, this is episode 78.
Too much personal scent. Tony Coloni.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like it'd be good for the listeners out there to know that I will be playing the Crush Kill Recording Showcase at South by Southwest on Tuesday. It starts at 5 p.m. the amphitheater.
You're going up on a Tuesday?
I'm going on a Monday. I'm going to get down there a day early. I'm rock out with the homies of Crush Kill Recordings.
Okay.
Carnage.
Who are you?
Esid.
Who are you?
Slop Bucket. I'm sorry. Slop Musket.
Who are you?
And Sammy Warmhands.
Who are
Did
you?
Did I say Esid?
Who are you?
So.
Sammy Warmhands?
Yeah.
DJ Slop Bucket? MC no, Slop Bucket?
I think it's Slop Musket. And
Slop
like a,
Musket?
They're like a band. They are a band.
Okay. Do they know about Big Slop and Sloppy Joe?
I don't know. That could be beef, though.
Yeah.
Like we should introduce
Episode
them.
Episode 80 coming up, Slop Wars on Chrome Bills. While we're talking band names, I got one more that I signed this week, for real. I've been kind of off the beaten path with the hip-hop music and kind of going into other genres. Listening to a lot of jazz, man. A lot of jazz.
Okay.
So I came up on this DC jazz band. It's a DC jazz band. They're called Brass Taxes. And they got an EP called Get Down to It.
That's nice.
Okay.
Nicely done.
All right. Nuts and Bolts are their backup band.
Right.
Brass Tacks, Nuts and Bolts. Oh, yeah, dude. I got to give a shout out, man.
Who are
I'm
you?
Still listening to the greats. I want the listeners out there to tell us what other podcasts
you're
listening
to.
Pull me
on to all. Oh, yeah, the guys we saw. Yeah,
we went you're like, you're who are those guys?
No.
You mean the people that we went and saw at 9:30 Club?
I was thinking that blog that you sometimes write for.
I used to write for a couple.
Shut Your Face.
Yeah, Shut Your Fucking Face and Listen. Word to Syphil.
Who runs that blog?
Kid named Joel.
Okay.
He's like my doppelganger.
Really?
You know? Nah, I mean, we're kind of different people. They reviewed Cruel Fuel. They showed it love. That's where I heard about Milo's Toothpaste Suburb. That's probably where you heard about it. Because when I put the link up, that's where it was like one of their album reviews. And mine and his were put together.
Okay.
Anyway. So tell me more about your baby's sleeping
schedule. No, let's not.
When
does
she poop?
Let's not do that. So South by Southwest. Have you done that before?
I have not. I haven't been down there.
It could be a good time.
It could be. You know, I will see.
Didn't somebody get run over by a car last year?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you put that many people in a small area doing anything. I feel like these people are going to the opera.
And somebody's getting hit by a car?
I mean, it's a lot happening in one place.
Somebody's getting pregnant and somebody's getting hit by a car.
I mean, at least once.
Right.
It might be the same person. That would suck. The baby grows up and then hits somebody with a car.
Chuck, have you done South by Southwest?
No, but when Cole mentioned he was going there, I thought about this. I was watching a documentary on how Portlandia came about.
Okay.
And they were saying that when Fred Armisen went down this is probably like 10 years ago by now, went down to South by Southwest, right? And he realized like everyone.
He was a musician, though.
I'm not trying to go doom and gloom on you because I only want the best. Let's think positive. Let's say times have changed. But when he went down, which is like 10 years ago, he was a musician. He was a drummer in a punk band. And he went down. He realized like everyone there is actually just a musician. And most musicians are just concerned with their own music and give less of a fuck what anyone else is doing. But they're very involved in what they're doing. So he just started doing a lot of fake interviews. And they were like one of the few people that had a digital camera. And he started doing a lot of fake interviews and he was changing his persona up with each and every interview. And it actually turned into a big piece of his demo tape for Saturday Night Live.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. It's a cool story.
That's a hell of a tale.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's encouraging.
He's like the original Nardwar.
True.
Or no, maybe he's the opposite of Nardwar.
He's the indie rock scene.
Because Nardwar only does one character, but still.
He only talks to hip-hop people. I bet Fred Armisen was talking to a lot of different kind of people.
That's not true.
I haven't watched the Nardwar thing.
Nardwar loves... he's like, dude, you ever go on... I go on Nardwar, just days of Nardwar.
Days of Nardwar. Who's the one interview that you saw him get that you're like, wow, like I really could... I was surprised he got that guest.
I mean, he got Jay-Z. That was pretty big.
I'm saying like not rap.
Okay.
Like, has he had like Obama on there? I'm talking like some pretty like high, like Buzz Aldrin type shit. Like, why are you talking to that
Cole's
dude?
Not impressed by Jay-Z. I just want to clarify.
No, I am. I totally am. I totally am. But what I'm saying is Nardwar only interviews rappers, right?
No.
Well, so who
rock and roll? He's crazy punk music.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Wow. So I was way off on that one.
Yeah, you're way off, but that's all right.
Cold policy.
Last week we talked about having like a
the E40. The E40 one is really good.
Okay.
E40. I really enjoyed the E40 one. I really enjoyed the Ghostface one.
Juicy J.
The Kendrick one. The Kendrick one is, and Chuck got the best one, which is the Juicy J episode. Is
okay. Shut the fuck up.
Because the dude is, I don't know if he's high on what, but the dude is out of his mind.
Yeah.
And he's talking to Nardwar, and it's just, they're both tripping out on each other, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
He gets bugged, huh?
Yeah.
I'm into that. Well,
I feel like speaking the Jay-Z of bug, one speaking is so of classic bug. Because, the Jay-Z one is so classic because he hits him with the standard, you know, it's on our soundboard, the who are you? And Jay, instead of just giving the normal who answer to like, I'm Jay-Z, says,
right.
You know, I'm just a man who, like, they said couldn't make it, and I told him I was going to make it, I was going to find a way to do this, and I'm just a man that overcame all obstacles, I was in the face of adversity, and I kicked it in the nuts, and he's like, yes, yes, but for the people at home, who are you?
He's like, no, you're Jay-Z, or something like that. And a dude's like, yeah, I guess.
Not metaphorically, who are you? Please don't personify your existence. Just give us your name.
Oh, that was a nice one.
Got any oysters in there, man? You're shucking oysters, huh?
Fuck.
How you feeling? Chuck and I both feel better. I think we got sick. I think we got you sick, dog.
It's nice to have a deeper voice, you know? Because most of the time I feel like my voice is kind of a little bit
wimpy.
It's a little wussy.
I don't agree.
But now it's extra deep. What's up, Justin?
Oh, hold on.
Who are you?
No, Steve.
Yo,
like, what's up,
so do you guys ever listen to the Combat Jack?
Why is my girl's in here podcast? In her pajamas, man. What the
Who
fuck?
Who are you?
You probably haven't.
I have not.
Combat Jack.
Okay.
Hip hop podcast.
Okay.
Very good. And this week he had on Kool Keith. So if you're, I know you guys are both fans of Kool Keith.
You know, we should definitely have a Kool Keith drop. I feel like that's,
dude, he's incredible, man.
I feel like, do you remember I think it was the intro song on Dr. Doom, where like at the end he's just talking shit. He's like, your vocals are too low.
Your cadence is off.
Yeah. What the fuck was on your mind when you rapped on that track?
He said that he's put out over 50 albums.
I mean,
by himself.
I believe it.
That seems low, though, doesn't it? It feels like it should be. It's probably more than that.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like when I, it's funny because I remember at one point it might have been off air. I was over here and I was like, "You remember the album Matthew?"
Oh, I love that album.
When he just
Apartment
had,
223.
Yeah, he just had the song "I Don't Believe You."
I don't believe.
Where
you.
For like 4 minutes, like he just would say a sentence like, "I have a nice car. I don't believe you."
Right.
And I was like, "Dude, like half of it didn't even rhyme."
There's actually a couple bangers on that album.
That's, yeah. No, he's
Chuck. Do you believe that?
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me.
He's like, I feel like, who's another dude that you get into pockets that you like, you listen to and like real concentrated.
Necro. For me, Necro.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I tried to get Chuck into a Necro pocket once, and he was like, this is a little too much.
Yeah. I mean, the beats are insane.
I can't do dude I feel on like, the mic, but I think he's a great producer. Yeah, I agree with Cole.
Okay.
It is interesting how, well, so what do you think it is about that? I mean, they're both very, I'd say they're both very extreme in terms of.
Niche, would you say?
Well, content, like, I mean, I'd say Necro's delivery, it's like Cool G Rap. Like, there's nothing too, like, crazy about that. Whereas Cool Key shit, I'm just like, yo, like, you're, I mean, what you say is weird enough. Like, yeah. How you say it is so bugged.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, there's two new, and we're 17 minutes in. There's two new Cool Keith songs out.
Is one by Odyssey?
One's produced by L Orange.
Okay. Oh, right.
And the other one Lauren. Is produced by Stat. Is it Lorange or is it L Orange?
I have no idea.
Because there's a Homeboy Sandman song where he says, like, shout outs to L Orange. And that's why I figured that's how you pronounce it.
Okay.
Either way, there's another one produced by Static Selector. Do you guys have a preference?
Let's go. What do you think is the best beat? Which one?
To be honest, I just saw that the Static Selector one just popped up today.
Give that a shot, then.
All right, fuck it.
Blind Man's Bluff.
Chuck, you good with that?
Yeah, let's do it. As we go into all this. Right.
What's the song called?
I want to say that I was watching SNL this weekend, and they had this skit. They had the guy who plays Thor, which is a movie I've never even seen, but the guy who played Thor, and they were trying to have him in a real newscast, like they had just won a battle against intergalactic fucking aliens or whatever, and he legitimately, they gave him the mic and he said, check out my podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. No bullshit.
No, he did not.
I'm dead serious.
We actually need to get the audio of that.
It's going on my soundboard.
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Thor, mythical friend of the show.
Check out my podcast.
Are you not into are you into those movies, like the superhero movies?
Fuck no.
I remember I watched Green Lantern like a year and a half ago with Ryan Reynolds. I was like, dog, I'm checked out of these now. I've seen enough.
Yo, I burned so much money on those fucking movies.
Yeah.
Just like going in there thinking that
they're tempting.
They're
tempting.
They get you.
You know what's kind of fresh? Are real old school cartoons of that shit.
Like hell
on Netflix, you can get a lot of older stuff,
and they're actually very decent.
It's fresh, you know? Like, G.I. Joe was a fun-ass show.
Right.
It's awesome now, too, to see just how bad, like, the actual drawing was. Like, G.I. Joe, they'd have the same background bad guys for, like, every fight scene, you know?
And they're just sitting in the back.
You guys were in a desert. Like, why are you
punching the air in the background?
Yeah. Shout-outs to G.I. Joe, mythical friends of the show.
All right.
It's funny, I was running on the treadmill yesterday, and they were showing clips of the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup playoffs in like the mid-90s. And the actual quality of the video of live hockey, I was like, how in the world did anyone watch this?
It looked like Blades of Steel or something.
I was even going ice hockey even one step before, where I was just like, damn, they went with two skinny guys, two fat guys, and a medium.
Yo, I remember ice hockey first, then Blades of Steel. You're like, wow, they really improved things here. Right. This Blades of Steel.
Right.
And then you spent way too much time playing Blades of Steel.
You know why? Because you could fight in it.
Yeah. You could, dude.
You're like,
you could fight in ice hockey too, I think.
Oh, really?
You could fight in ice hockey. Yeah, you had to build up to it.
I never played a game of hockey in my life, but video game hockey was always my favorite video game.
Really?
Yeah.
Chuck, you played hockey in high school, right?
I did, yeah, and I played men's league a couple of years ago. I saw this thing about Chad Ochocinco that he went out and got sat in a luxury box at PSG, the soccer team, which is Paris Saint-Germain, because he wrote on Twitter that he was like their biggest fan, And then when they interviewed him afterwards, he was like, I've actually never watched them play. I've just used them in FIFA a lot.
Wow.
Shut up.
That's serious. But he knew like all the players joking. Because of their
numbers. He wasn't joking.
He knew all the guys because of their numbers. He was like, damn, Ibrahimovic, crazy.
Right. Number 17. Oh, well.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This track is called Cool. My Sons, produced by Static Selector.
And like, how is Sons spelled?
My Sons.
That's straight up S-O-N-S.
Okay.
I hope it's actually about his children.
See, here's the thing. He's going to start. I like when he disses people, like straight up.
He's going to diss a lot of people.
Yeah. He'd be a good battle MC.
Oh, man. Here it is.
I'd like to see him in a compliment battle.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Cool Keith in a compliment battle. I feel like that could be the episode title.
Oh, come on with this fuck shit.
My style. You did a good Cool Keith impression earlier.
Like
my style.
This shit's cutting up.
Okay.
And we might have to go to the other
Cool
Keith song.
Okay, we'll try something else.
He's like...
My daughters.
I marched on Washington... He's like, I marched on Washington for independent hip hop. Like, I paved the trail Martin Luther King for hip hop.
We need to have him on as a guest. I actually feel like that's more realistic. We could come up with a lot less realistic ideas. You know what I mean?
To have Keith on?
Like, I'd be like, we might be able to get Exhibit at some point. You know what I mean?
I don't think we can. Yeah, why not?
Fuck it.
Why not? My name is Cool Keith.
I want to come over to your house. It's like, see we what could you just got on the kitchen just, floor.
Yeah, we'll like watch old cartoons or something.
I don't smoke weed. You can if you want.
All right, this track is called Sometimes I Feel.
Okay. Myself.
Sometimes I feel.
Myself.
I feel certain ways.
78.
Sometimes I feel different types of ways. Sometimes I feel erotic and energetic, athletic, but mental sketches, well rested, vibrant and up. But not sniffed up, I don't sniff stuff, I just wake up and spit stuff. Out my head, that makes me happy enough. Happy to grab the ball and stuff 2 points. In the basket, the tisket, the tasket. That kid ain't all that. Ask him. Sometimes I feel a certain way. Sometimes I feel a certain way. Sometimes I feel a certain way. Sometimes I feel like I'm 7'13" with a mink, green with lantern, with speed. I feel rappers, my puppets on strings. Third stream, the weather makes me intrigued. Overwhelmed, I feel like I'm in the league. Riding a 280Z, that's just me, balanced steadily. I'm mostly jolly, just chilling on the couch, Polly. I'm Tom McFarlane. Time for arguing. Sometimes I feel a certain way. Sometimes I just feel a certain way. Sometimes I feel a certain way. A certain way. Many times I just feel like writing words that blend like herbal fragrances. I feel like polishing my cadences. The time and emotion is radiant. Sometimes I feel like I'm leasing a spaceship, not to flip, just to show the public what it is. Going on school trips with the kids, exploring new inventions. I'm hypertension, not dementia. Sometimes I feel a certain way, on a certain day. Sometimes I feel a certain way, that's how I feel sometimes. Sometimes I feel a certain way, that's how I feel sometimes. Sometimes I feel a certain way.
Okay. Make sure sometimes. The forest is still green.
Make sure my toothbrush is still green.
Okay. To get your breath still clean.
Make sure my breath don't stink.
Oh, are you talking about nope. This? I was like,
the jar is out. The jar is out. Oh, the sticky icky. Yo, so that was L Orange featuring Cool Keith. Sometimes I feel.
Okay. Shout outs to L Orange.
Dude, that beat is nice. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I like the beats that guy's putting together.
I'ma say it again.
Would you say you're a fan of his style?
The style is different.
I appreciate your styles.
Lots of different words, lots of different styles.
Things happening.
I actually like this beat right here. Off the new Dilated Peoples.
Okay.
Check. Check 212. 1212. Yo.
My name
is Evan. The style is different.
Different. Lots of different words, lots of different
styles. Let me set it off.
Okay. That was kind of nice.
Check it. The style is different. My mind is infinite. My mind's designed for rhyming and ripping shit.
Whoa.
My mind's designed like a punchline from Don Rickles, kid.
Whoa.
My mind is going to fuck off. My mind's ridiculous. This is not a written, kid. My style is hard to digest like a jar of pickles, kid. I get in touch with your feelings like an album from my man Nicholas. Yo, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac. I eat up all your crackers and your licorice.
The style is different. Lots of different words, lots of different styles.
I got a lot of different styles for your different child. Give you a different smile. You gotta crack your own teeth. And yo, I rhyme like Cool Keith. I'm talking about where I'm going when I'm flowing. Could you turn it up in my headphones? It's kinda low. Your vocals are too low. You're too slow, bro. I gotta let you know. Treat you like a yo-yo. You soft in the middle, just like a ho-ho. Stepping to C's mics, that is a no-no. I try to eat fro-yo, but it's a no-go. I need lactaid because my back sprayed poop all over the place. Now, how did I go from a pattern like that to talk about the fecal matter? You know, the crap, it's a rap, it's a freestyle. Whatever happens, get your hands clapping. Like I said, crapping. He had an orgasm during his napping. Now he's got jeans on, plus a pair of Nikes. I can't relate to your psyche. I want to make rappers be out just like Strike 3. Woo! It's really unlikely that you like me, because I'm like these three stripes, please. Adidas, maybe I gotta wear them. Fuck it, I got New Balance, I hold my penis, because I'm falling off the ledge. Even though I know the ledge, you got to hold your head. Hey yo, you're focused on the dead when I'm realizing that the real people are alive. And K Chromosome's been waiting long enough. I pass it off to him, the rhyme's strong enough.
Style. Strong enough. I don't need to hold it up. Different. You know I'm smoking what? And it was the dopest Chuck. They tell me I need to talk faster, but I'm off beat like a CNN broadcaster, because it's delayed via satellite. And when I grab the mic, they say I'm rapping right. Get up my appetite and let me catch the beat. Yo, who is next to me? Can't even find it. Climax.
Yo, we're about to catch wreck.
Yeah.
I'm always been your best bet. I treat rappers like a death threat. They something I don't sweat yet. I'm not worried about all that bullshit that you're doing. I just want to go home, make myself some pesto pasta, and watch some chicken on the TV. Cool Keith in your house. This is C's Mike's. This is C's Keith. I'm Cool C's. Ooh, I hit you like a cool breeze. Yo, you could have fooled me. I come to your house, the dentist, when I pull teeth.
Hey.
You taste like cold beef.
You're kind of mild. I remember when I was a child, I ate a steak and had a fly on it. Yo, that's not something I put in my bonnet. Not a proud moment, I was hungry. I feel like my mother didn't love me. There was never food. I'd eat bologna.
And then I'd hang out with Tony. Now he listens from Sweden, working for IKEA. I gotta say rest in peace to our dear. Steve, did you want to go again?
I'm good.
Was your favorite wrestler Hulk Hogan, friend?
It was.
No. I feel like, is it my tribe?
What do you do when you're having trouble with Wi-Fi? Hey, you know, I'm a fly guy.
Yeah.
Yo, rhyming to J-Live. Yo. Speaking up, because what the fuck you gonna do when there's two beats at once? Who's as deep as Chuck? And who on the mic there to keep it up? They say that you don't breathe enough. I say like, motherfucker, do I scream enough? See that beat and beat it up and catch the transition. Man, listen, my hands kissing the side of your cheek. Who the fuck was rhyming with me? Finding the beat, declining the seat. Doesn't matter how I sound, put your phone down. Everybody know with the homegrown crowd. and I say it out loud. It's like a gunshot personified. Blah, blah.
Wow.
Blah.
Wow.
Blah, wow. Blah, wow. Blah.
My man's getting hyped.
Come in your crib. We have a powwow. I don't kowtow. I do what I want. I don't like to smoke blunts.
I don't kowtow. This has got the biggest cow.
I feel like they're a waste of weed. You give a chase to seeds. I'm gonna drink it both. It's a little vermouth. You got the littlest tooth. You're just a baby now. I'm about to raise you, child. When you're an adult, you'll have a crazy style. You'll be all over the place. Your favorite rapper will be Mace. Nobody will understand it. It's like when indie white rappers say their favorite rapper is Cam'ron. Hey yo, I treat rappers like a grandson. But I'm your grandma,
kids, keep your pants
not
on.
Your granddad.
Yo, kid,
keep your pants
keep
on.
Your pants. Feel like your Scantron.
Okay.
I take you to the damn prom okay. And get my dance on.
You tried to write
in front of your friends.
You wrong.
That's what I'm gonna tell my little girl. I'll take you to the damn prom
okay.
And get my dance on right in front of your friends. You'd be like, damn, mom, dad's such a fool. He did a spin move into a windmill, and then he broke his hip plus his knee.
It's kind of bugged because he's only 33.
Yo, don't fuck with Steve. On the dance floor, I jump over my toe like Vincent Van Gogh and chop off my ear. All right.
And did I don't even have a knife. Clear? Chrome Bills clear. Episode 78.
Oh. I feel like we should keep freestyling.
Oh, we got hype there. We got hype for a second.
Dude, I got crazy more lag than normal today, so it's I can't
dude,
wait.
Dude, we can
and
tell.
By meaning I can't wait, like I actually can wait. It's the opposite. I never want to hear that.
I thought your last one was crazy dope when you
yeah,
really
definitely.
Caught it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
He caught the wave.
The wave, man.
He got the wave.
There's a lot of things you could say about the wave. You had it in sports. You had it when you feel like you've got like the flu or yeah. Like you got to take a shit. Like you there that first wave.
Oh.
You're like, oh, this is for real now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is not a game.
We're not playing. Later on, I can joke about this, but like the next 25 minutes
yeah.
Are critical.
Yeah.
I feel like we can make
catch the wave. All
right, so how's this for an unfabricated segue? For real.
Okay.
I saw in the hip hop news that Kendrick released that he had it, the follow up to Good Kid, Mad City coming out. And yeah. It was already after March 1st when I read the story. And the album is coming out before the end of March. Which
oh,
made
wow.
me think about how the lack of anticipation. I know there's been a couple artists that have like, I think it was Drake or someone like that, released an album with literally no promotion. They were like, hey, I got a new album out today. But the culture of sharing stuff online, I think, is that anticipation is basically dead. Anticipation works against you. And right after I had the realization about Kendrick, probably 2 days later, Steve sent me a Jay Electronica track that is super fucking amazing. And the dichotomy between those two approaches and Jay Electronica, who's an LMC and definitely like, could even be in the same breath as a Kendrick Lamar but doesn't have official album is kind of an afterthought to people that aren't like super entrenched in hip-hop, right? Like people that we're nerds, we're hip-hop junkies, we know about both characters. But I think if you thought about who knows about Kendrick and who knows about Jay Electronica, there'd be a big disparity between those two. And I think that same rationale is the reason why Kendrick's doing an album with 3 weeks of promotion, and it'll probably do fucking great.
Yeah, why spend all that money for your promotion when you're going to probably sell the same amount and not spend all that money?
I feel like we just had a segment, Chuck Ether's marketing. You know what I mean?
Well, you have to market yourself. Okay, Kendrick did the fucking NBA All-Star halftime show, right?
Right.
This year or last year.
Right.
Did he
so
really?
Obviously, yeah.
What song?
I think so, yeah.
What song?
So he did I think it was the newer one. So it must have been this year.
That's got to be this year then.
Maybe it wasn't a halftime. Okay, maybe it wasn't a halftime show. Maybe it was like opening weekend, some bullshit, some big event. I'm just saying the dude has marketed himself to get to where he is.
Right.
He's put that money to market himself. He has the fans that he needs.
Right.
Now you don't need, you just bring them with you,
right.
You know?
Right.
You don't need to keep on reinventing yourself and grabbing new fans.
Right.
Every year. I mean, maybe every 5 years you do that, you know? Look at Cool Keith.
Yeah.
He came out with golden era hip hop, right?
Right.
Came back, reinvented himself with Octagon, got that shit. Maybe that he only did, and then he did
Black Elvis.
Yeah, but see, those albums didn't really pop like that.
The only thing is that he was still doing. Like, he was still doing like new characters.
What was like that? Actually, that Prodigy song. Remember, like
Dr. Doom was huge.
Remember, like Smack My Bitch Up. Dr. Doom wasn't huge.
I thought it wasn't.
No.
Okay.
I think the only
it wasn't Dr. Octagon, but I thought it was. Other than that, wasn't that his biggest shit?
No.
No. Okay.
I think probably.
Am I crazy for thinking for that?
I think like...
Well, no, I mean, yeah, beyond...
I think like Papa Large was like the biggest during that era, and then Octagon during the next era.
Okay.
Those were like the two big moves for him.
Right.
You know?
Sales-wise?
Yeah, and popularity-wise.
Okay.
But I'm saying like Kendrick, he's still in his first run.
Right.
He put all that money... Like he did the mixtape, Section 80. Then he got huge with... Good Kid, Mad City. I think he can still live off of that without pumping all that money into it, you know?
But he's got to put something out, right?
Yeah.
What was crazy I mean, was I feel Good like Kid, Mad City, they said it was 2012, which I was like, yo, are you serious?
Wait a second. Really?
Yeah, that album's 3 years old. I mean, at least 2.5.
Yeah. I guess Section 80 was 2010, so. That's weird.
Wow.
That's still a new rap album to me.
And keeping in mind that rappers are like running backs, like when he's done in a couple years, you'll probably have to look back on it. And even though it seems crazy to say he's half done now, be like, yo, he had a good run.
Yeah, he's probably.
Is he going to Frank Gore this thing or is he going to Patrick Willis this thing?
Hey.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before he signed a Land Speed or something, you know?
God.
Oh, no, what was Shots fired. Koch Records? Or
Shots
something?
Fired.
Mm-hmm. Where the rappers go to retire, Koch Records. I don't even think Koch Records exists anymore.
Is that the rap equivalent of the Washington Redskins?
Yeah, Koch Records is the Redskins.
Yeah.
Let me get paid and retire.
Not that the artists weren't dope. It's just like I don't know.
Yeah.
People are so fickle. They want. They always want like the newest. Niche. They want the newest hottest thing all the time. You
right.
Know?
Well, it's like all right. I feel like people that would buy a Master Ace and a Cool Keith record like 20 years into their career, you need an outlet for that.
Yeah.
You deserve to have that. They deserve to be able to make it. Just happens to be like a retirement home.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'd take that now.
What, if you were on Koch Records?
Fuck yeah.
You'd be excited?
Like, it's at least somebody's going to hear this shit.
I think you should get some more acoustic guitar in your music.
I'm going to start writing more. I'm going to do singing more. I guarantee you. I'm the Linda Boyle of rap, y'all.
Cole, that was I've rarely given you any like, constructive criticisms, but I'm going to shoot down the singing.
Oh, yeah.
He's shooting down the singing?
I know my lane.
How about whistling?
I got, well, it's interesting. So
harmonica?
You put us on to the Jinx,
right?
Yeah. Now, the theme song
to be fair, it's on HBO.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying like
I just
wrote
you to go to
HBO.
It's on HBO. It's not like on, you know, YouTube somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just on HBO.
It was still a good look, though. But I felt like the intro song is called Fresh Blood by a group called Eels.
Yeah.
Their entire catalog, like, he's not like Tom Waits off, but like he's like more gravelly than actually singing.
Okay.
They're really dope. I've actually been plowing through their discography.
Yo.
Yo.
Boom. Good. I knocked that out.
Did you watch True Detective?
Yes.
Did you notice how similar those intros
Absolutely.
Are?
I mean, like the bleeding from one scene to the next.
I mean, they were like, you know, this True Detective intro worked for us. Let's just use it again.
What's up with your boy, though? You think he's guilty as shit, though, right?
Oh, we can't spoil this before Chuck's seen it.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
I haven't watched a second.
I tiptoed right up to the line, but then I backed up off it.
Kevin
no
Spacey
spoilers.
The only spoiler alert I will say is when I watch it, I'm like this. My hand is on my forehead with my mouth wide open. Like,
We've already established what touching your chest for emphasis means. You can hear. But what Steve is saying is he's actually face-palming his forehead, just disbelief.
It's unbelievable.
Your mouth's agape.
Agape. Yes.
Chuck wants to freestyle.
Chuck, kick us around.
The beat.
Oh, the beat's about to run out. Hold on.
No, actually, I got something for you. Did you see that? I'm sure this has already happened, but it's kind of within our lane to some degree. But there's either new or more words being thrown back and forth between Rosenberg and Combat Jack.
Okay.
What? Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, Steve, you know what? Let's just tease it right there. I'll let you do a little recon. Episode 79. Let's talk the talk. There are some quotes.
Where are the words being thrown?
Peter did an interview. He cited a couple things that they had said about him. And then I saw responses on Twitter, which was, I actually came in at step three, and then I kind of had to like backtrack through to see how
okay.
it got to there.
Because I listened to both. And
I haven't heard anything on either podcast, to be fair, but I haven't listened to a new episode of either of theirs since this has happened. It's probably been a couple weeks for both. I've been busy.
Okay, because I've heard Jack talk about Peter, and to be honest, I think anything I've heard has been somewhat positive, so...
You know, it's interesting, like, and I'm going to go off on one of the diatribes. Here's the thing about that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so interesting that level of radio.
Yeah.
It doesn't really translate into TV or, like, movies. Like, I'm talking about the competition. It's almost like pro wrestling in that they know it's really good if they hate each other and talk a lot of shit. Like, that keeps them in the news, boost their ratings and stuff like that. But whereas in pro wrestling, I'm sure the dudes probably got along. Like, these people actually don't. They, by nature, can't like the other person.
I don't know. Is that
like, dude, you're eating at the same table I am at the same time. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Do you think that's... from what you read, Chuck, does it seem like they genuinely don't like each other?
I think that as soon as... See, here's the thing about that. As soon as Cole just said pro wrestling, I realized this is all bullshit because Peter already does a show about pro wrestling and no one's going at each other on the air. They're going at each other in articles and in blogs, which are just getting retweeted, shared, posted. It's like
he's no fool, man.
I think if he went at those guys like that and he was like, hey, I'm going to mention how you guys said something subliminal, that's only going to make people go through your recent back catalog and see if they missed a place where you subliminally diss me. Yo, that
we should start dissing other podcasts.
We need beef. Seriously.
We need ham. Yo, you know that verbal ham podcast, man? Fuck those guys, man.
Okay. Open Mike Eagle.
No, actually, they seem like
not
they're pretty
fan.
Cool. They seem like they're pretty cool.
Well, I feel like that's all we do is like say nice things about people. We're like, we love Open Mike Eagle's music and podcasts. Robo Ham Radio.
I don't like his haircut.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It's his haircut.
Hey,
fine.
Yeah. I mean, but we need to beef with... We should beef with each other.
No.
No.
There's somebody I... let me try to think of.
As soon as you're like... There's somebody I don't like. Like eight people popped into my head.
Okay. Dude, I've seen... Okay, since we've been on this podcast, I've seen Chuck. He's had like a snifter of brandy. Is that what it's called? Snifter?
He's had
a snifter of brandy. A jar of... I don't know. Okay. He drank some brandy. He had something out of a jar.
Yeah.
And now he's drinking red wine.
Yeah.
God
and,
damn.
And to give you a visual of what time it actually is...
It's
like
eight. It's 5:30 in the afternoon.
No, it's pretty late. In the background, his girlfriend walked by like... Wearing PJs, like her hair was up and she had glasses on. Like, it's bedtime for her.
Looking
and
good,
Chuck's
too.
Like, yo,
looking good, too.
She
was looking nice.
I didn't want to say that part.
Right.
Chuck's in there. He's like, I'm knee deep in this evening. You know what I mean?
What was that shit where, like,
you just took one foot into the pool?
When your work stress really picks up is when you love the booze even more than a Friday.
Yeah, love the
booze. Yo, Chuck, I could not agree more. The past couple weeks, man, have been crazy at work, and I've been picking up six packs left and right.
Oh, yeah. And if I went home on a Friday and watched like two PTIs and went to bed, I wouldn't even care. But it's stressful Thursday. I'm like, yo, wine and bourbon and beer.
Yeah. I probably drank every day for the past 10 days.
Picking up six packs, like, every day.
Yo, do you remember back, maybe this is, like, the 80s and 90s, when every woman who was going to bed in TV or in the movies had that, like, face mask on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo,
and, like, that was
mask.
Just the image? Yeah, like, the green mask. I was like, that was kind of weird, right? Like, why can't they just go to fucking bed?
Where
they always had to wear the green mask?
I wear a sleep mask.
No, I mean like they had like the face like.
Oh, like it was like full of cold liquid?
If you wear this, okay. This is a whole nother.
It's Dunsky. Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen my wife with one of those green, you know, face masks.
It was like a it was like a substance they'd rub on their face.
Yeah.
It's like green mayonnaise. It was like, what was that dope?
It was like green mayonnaise. Well,
you remember the dope sauce at like the Peruvian chicken places?
Yeah, that stuff is
I
good.
I was like, yo, what is it? They're like, it's just mustard and mayonnaise. It's like, oh my God.
No, it's not.
I thought you were talking about the green one, though, actually, because there's the
No, the
one
green sauce is like is jalapenos.
And cilantro.
I think that's added to the mustard or the
mayonnaise. Cilantro.
What's the base of it?
There's no fucking mustard in that sauce, dude. That
I know. So it's mayonnaise based.
There's no mayonnaise in that joint. There's mayonnaise in the orange sauce.
So that's what, yeah.
Who told you
orange
this?
Sauce. Was it not Ron? The green. Cole was
it was Ron? Tell me it was Ron. Tell me it was Ron. I got beef with Ron if he's telling you the green sauce has mayonnaise in it.
We should start beefing with our listeners.
Yo,
don't fucking listen, Tamu.
Yo, that sounds
Andrew
like
Bob
a. I'm gonna call B. Let. That sounds like an Ali Chini moment to have like a eureka on things are simpler than they seem. What has Ali been putting in your head about the white sauce at the Peruvian chicken places?
Wait, there's white sauce too?
I think he's got to be talking about the white sauce.
Depends how long you stroke it.
Hey yo,
definitely ate the green sauce.
The white sauce was so boring. The green sauce was too much. I felt like that orange sauce was where it's at, man.
Or
I like beef with the listeners again. Let's beef with some listeners. Okay. Tell me this motherfucker's name who lives in Sweden. His name is like his name is like Raul Ceballos or some shit like that, yo.
That's fucking Tony Ceballos. He went to good county.
Antonio, bro. That's his name.
Yeah.
Thank you, for Christ's sake.
But he's from Montgomery County.
I know, but he lives in Sweden, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
I just want him to send me 78 cents.
He listens all the time.
Oh, that dude lives in Sweden? I didn't know.
I know. Shout outs to my man.
I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Yo, I'd be surprised if he didn't hear this. Yo, shouts to you.
And actually, I think Hickey stopped listening. I think
fuck
Big
Hickey.
I think Big Slop's the only one who listens anymore.
Big shouts to Big Slop.
We haven't heard from Tamu in a long time.
The Wizards.
Max
Jimmy B,
listens,
we haven't heard from him.
Oh, Max, shout out to Max. He hit me up today.
Yo, when is Max coming through?
I actually asked him if he could come tonight.
Oh.
He can't this week.
He's holding out.
I told him, I was like, it's an open invitation. Yo, you talk about a busy dude.
Yeah.
No, but it's between Ash Wednesday and Easter, so I understand why he can't come tonight.
Well, check
I
this
didn't
out.
Catch that one. I did not catch that.
You talking about because he's
think
Jewish?
Uh oh, we got beef with Max now.
Okay, dissing everybody.
Well, it was
so
bad,
I hit Max
it was a bad
up.
Len joke about a Jewish guy. So it was a double. It was terrible on two levels. But I'm trying to keeping it 100.
Let's get in beef with people,
beef.
Man.
I'm terrible on
what
two
up,
levels.
Yo, Wax didn't shout us out on his podcast.
Fuck
I'm kind of pissed off at him.
Wax. Fucks.
Motherfucker giving like us a 2-hour interview like an asshole.
Yeah. Thanks, Wax.
Steve definitely Who listened to the next episode to see if he was even going to shout it out. I know you did.
Oh, I definitely did. Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Respect.
Broadway? We diss Broadway?
Oh, fuck
no,
you, Tone.
Fuck Broadway. Fuck Tone, too.
Okay.
Fucking up two
Chrome Tone is episode. Tone is like the most enthusiastic guy about everything.
You need that. It's good to have that.
Like...
Yeah,
I'm definitely a glass half empty kind of guy. I need somebody around that's got. You know,
I don't think he sleeps.
Okay, that's a different
I don't
issue.
Think my man ever sleeps.
Does he do coke?
Do you ever think like, well, like
Jimmy
a lot of
coke? Coke policy.
Coke policy. No. Do you ever like? I don't know. You've heard this like hip hoppers talk about no sleep. Like, oh yo, I can't sleep, yo.
Yeah.
Like we gotta grind. We gotta hustle.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think sleep is important?
Oh, I do remember watching a video where a dude straight up was like, "Don't sleep, like don't
like, you
sleep."
You need to sleep.
Yeah. I think sleep is. I've never gone long enough without water, but people say that you could die sooner than without water than you would without eating.
Okay.
I've gone a couple days without sleeping. That's miserable.
Wait, when these people were talking about don't sleep, were they being like in tune with the slang version of sleep, like allow something
to... I really got the impression that this
guy
was encouraging
people. Allow something to creep into your personal space without being properly identified, you know, like, oh shit, that show's out there? I was sleeping on that.
No, definitely not.
Literally, people like being like, "I'm in terms of budgeting your time."
Yeah, I've
if
heard
your time
say,
were an Excel spreadsheet, erase the 8 hours out for sleeping because you're not doing that.
Yeah, I've heard like Diddy talk about that shit. You know,
yeah.
Don't like just not sleeping, like hustling.
I mean, I can see doing that when
staying
there's stuff
in the studio all night long.
Here's the thing, though.
But I feel like you're gonna make shitty art.
I kind of want to pull people's cards on this shit. Okay. Staying in the studio. Now, I made Cruel Fuel last
year. You don't need to stay in the studio.
Dude, it didn't, like, if I went in prepared,
right,
I'd knock that out. What I had to do, 45 minutes to an hour tops. I haven't always been like that. But with that particular, I was like, I'm going in everything memorized. Like,
yeah.
I'm knocking it out quickly. When I listen to other people's music, I'm like, you have the most thoughtless bullshit I've ever heard. What were you sitting in the studio thinking about? Not this song.
Right.
All
right,
well, I'll play devil's advocate on that and say that if you get outside of hip-hop where people are probably just sitting there getting fucked up.
Fair enough.
And being like, yeah. Hey, man, all right, let me just freestyle, and why don't we have the sound engineer cop it into coherent, you know, chop it into coherent 18-bar verses. No, but I think that the Beatles were doing like, hey, let's drop some acid and do 5 songs a night. And then they would just sit there and like do it on the fly. And you know there is something to be said, like, I'll put it this way. And I'm definitely not comparing myself to anyone on the Beatles level or really anyone, but just in my own personal experience, there were times
Chuck McCartney.
If you wrote a verse and you recorded it that night, like just even a rough recording, you would catch on to something great. Other times I wrote a verse, I didn't record it. I went back and read it and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? And it might have actually been great and I just didn't remember how I was flipping it, so I put it in
the
my
timing.
Own way of reading my own shit. So I think that there is something to be said for like catching something in the moment.
Yeah, you're right. You're wrong for that.
You ain't very wrong true. For that.
But how long does that take? That's all we're doing. We're catching in the moment, but it's like we have an hour to do this.
Right.
We don't need to stay here 7 hours to squeeze out 60 minutes worth of gold.
I would agree to come prepared, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of rappers just sit in the studio and get drunk and high.
Chuck, I never liked writing on the spot. I liked hearing a beat and then going, having time to myself. Or like even at work when there's other people around me, I do that. But I don't like if someone's like, come in the studio and write. I liked that.
When we used to sit down and try and write
with
no emphasis of recording, but there was a little pressure to get it done by the end of the night. But then at the same time, you weren't going to record that. You had a little window. So it was like, come up with something. We'll record it. We'll hear it. If you hate it, you got a week or two to like... trash 4 here, trash 8 there, and we were constantly, you know, we were like Steve Kerr in that thing, just like adjusting till the very last minute, just inside the minutia of adjustments. But I do think there was something cool where I'm the type of person to decide I don't even want to do shit that night if there's not some sort of fictitious deadline. Oh, I think deadlines inspire me, but I'm with Cole that I wouldn't want to write on the spot. I think if someone said write on the spot and record it, it would have probably, if I've done that, it's probably one of my worst verses.
It's just not fun. That's my favorite part about the whole process. I'd say the more freestyling I do with you guys, it starts to creep up there. But writing a song, or at least even if I'm not writing it down, but like coming up with the actual words, that's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And if I'm like, yo, like I'm just not in the mood for that shit right now, I'll always feel like freestyling.
Yeah.
I won't always feel like sitting down to make a song.
Yeah.
I feel like writing's a commitment. And then there's that time where just every once in a while, it comes to you. And that's also ends up being some of my favorite shit, is that I'm like there and I'm like, something else happens. Like a person walks by and you're like, person walk by, talking to a fly. And like it clicks. And then you're already 6 bars in until you're, well, it didn't even rhyme, point being, but yes. But you're 6 bars in and you catch it and you're like, yeah, there it is. Let me finish this off.
Just writing to write.
I remember hearing Bob Dylan. There was a Bob Dylan documentary, and he was talking about just that he didn't have the ability, that lines would come to him, and it was just up to him to grab them out of the sky and put them on a paper. Okay. Like he was just a conduit for those words, you know?
Okay. I mean, maybe.
What if I just made that whole thing up?
I could see that being the case, because that sounds like kind of like bullshit. But he wasn't like a big pie-in-the-sky type of dude. Like, he was pretty realistic.
He had very intricate wordplay, man.
I know. Like, he was... Yeah. But thought process-wise, I just thought of a good line. Is that Bob Dylan or God chilling? God willing.
Let's... you guys want to play another track? Take us out of here?
Sure. Yeah. All right. What do we got?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe that Jay Electronica song.
Okay. That's a good choice.
Yo, you guys going to get that adult rapper?
Who are you?
Shouts.
Dude, the movie looks awesome.
What about it got you open?
What is that? I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
The adult rapper movie? The one that Dez and Mitch are in.
Oh,
Giant Gorilla. Did the theme song. They did the theme song for it. And the sound, I think the soundtrack's on Giant, on what's their record label called? Pig Food.
Pig Food Records. Yeah.
The trailer looks really good, though.
Yeah.
They got J-Zone in it, Slugs in it.
Yeah.
R.A. the Rugged Man.
Who
I think it's the guy Paul.
Who are you?
P-A-W-L put it together.
Right. From,
yeah.
He was with Alaska.
Alaska, right, 18. Right. Yeah.
Shout out to them, man.
I'm glad they got J-Zone in it, because when I think about the topic, it definitely reminds me of the book, so.
Yeah. They had the dude, Breezley Bruin from Juggernauts, has a really good.
Who are you?
I guess he's a teacher now, and there's like a 5-minute interview with him that's online. That's really dope.
I think Lewis Logic's in it.
Lewis Logic is in it.
Who are you?
C's Mike is in it.
Not in it. I feel like we should have had Different Styles get in there.
Yeah, Different Styles needs.
They inspired by the movie Benjamin Button's Men to Boys. Instead of Boys to Men. Okay. Nothing.
Lead single.
Chuck, have you got a lead single for him?
You know what?
I've come to the end of my clothes. I shrank too small. Now I can't wear any of those.
You guys watching The Americans?
That's the chorus.
I am.
You are?
Everything's good, right? Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think? Well, actually, you know what? I missed the last episode.
As in the one. Okay. There's one tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Maybe two
it's
back
on Wednesdays.
As of tomorrow. Yeah.
I feel like I'm like homeworks, like TV's like a homework assignment now. I'm like, dude, like I got Always Sunny, Gotham, Better Call Saul, The Walking Dead, The Jinx. I watched Parks and Recreation. I watched.
Yo, my cousin was on Parks and Recreation. Wow, my voice is cracked. My cousin was on Parks and Recreation.
Like
a month ago.
I think I heard the story. Were we talking about that on the clip show?
I have no idea.
Check out the clip show.
Yo.
What was his appearance or her appearance?
It's a he. He is in a bluegrass band.
Okay.
Well, actually, I think the band broke up, but they got together just to do like this fake.
Wow. Did they have beef? And then they had to get together.
I don't think it was beef. It was
like one of them had a kid and shit.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So they were on Parks and Rec. It was like an episode where they were Ron Swanson and whoever the woman were like dueling for.
Yeah. They had beef in the first 3 episodes.
Okay. So it's one of those.
Yeah.
And then Ron Swanson has like a new and flashy presentation.
Right.
And she's like trying to preserve some house or some shit like that.
Okay.
And they have a jug band to like recreate the moment.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, speaking of people.
Cold policy.
Tony Kornheiser said that he's on an episode of The Americans. Did you know that, Chuck?
Oh, I saw him in there. Pulled it right away. I was like, yo, Tony at the bar.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I listen to his show every day.
Yeah.
And then he had talked about it quite a bit on the show. If I didn't, you had no idea he was going to be on there. Like, you just caught it as it happened.
No clue, and I caught it right away.
That's
He's got a very
crazy.
Distinct
cool.
look. Cole, you listed a bunch of shows, and I'm not watching any of them, but I am watching The Americans. Where would you rank that in just a percentile? Like, is that in your top 25% of shows you're checking, top 50?
I mean, it's like a strong sixth man. And I don't even mean that it's the sixth best show. I just mean in terms of like what I want out of like sitting down to watch a show. It's really good. I feel like Better Call Saul is better. I feel like The Jinx is better. I feel like this season, Walking Dead's better. Walking Dead can be real hit or miss. Walking Dead's been dope this season. There was like The Leftovers. I watched fucking House of Cards. Actually, Max's wife works on House of Cards.
Oh, crazy.
Watched the whole season of that. So I'll say it's like a good backup for me.
All right. That's it. Chuck gives the nod.
But
approval.
I mean, if it's all you're watching, you're in good shape.
Well, I'm just curious. Right. Yeah, I'm not. I don't really watch that much TV, and that was just something I was mad that I fell off of it. So, what are they in season 3 now?
Yeah,
my DVR
I think
started taping 3, and then I had to go back. I watched all of 2, and then probably about 4 that had collected on season 3. So then it was very easy to stay with it week to week.
Yeah.
I enjoy it a lot, but like I said, I'm not. I don't have a lot of comparables.
I mean, what about Louis? Louis's coming back.
Yeah, that's going to be
That's
dope.
Another FX show, right?
Yeah.
Louis's the shit.
A lot to keep you. I wish it would snow once a week, every week.
It's a good call.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thursday's TV day.
Just go the fuck in.
Cool.
It's July.
That shit's dumb, B. Right. How was your guys' weather down there today?
Well, that's fine. Yeah, things are thawing out.
It was raining all day. I was like, I'll fucking take it as long as it's not 17 degrees.
Yeah, it was fine. I think it was almost 50 something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, warming up.
Warming up, Kane.
I'm about to.
It's
gonna be warm tomorrow. I'm gonna be playing. Actually, this is gonna be at. You'll hear it after, obviously, because the show's tomorrow. But I'm playing at U Street Music Hall tomorrow. I'm gonna be backed by DJ Addict. And we're opening for a group called Hermitude. Shouts to U Street. They asked me to fill in last second.
That's happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
So by the time you hear this shit, you can't go. It's that exclusive. Don't sleep. Don't sleep for 4 days. You'll be able to travel back in time and
then
see
the
show.
Then you can be a great rapper.
Yeah. I'm so tired, though. Wake up. Think of multisyllabics.
It's 9:58.
I mean, we did it.
Tuesday night. We did it.
Squeeze it right in there.
Let's listen to this Jay Electronica song and get out of here.
Boom. Chrome Bells.
Thanks for listening.
Episode 78.
Shout outs to Tony.
Peace.
Shout outs to my man Antonio.
Who are you?
Shout out Steve Ember.
Stevie I. The BDI assassin.
And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll
forget
his evil ways and learn to love us.
Don't worry about it.
All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer.
I got that black on black skin tone, actual fact syndrome. That's why I dropped the jewel in every verse you heard me shit on. Okay, it's a Slumdog opera, the tale of a king whose name wasn't on the roster. My road to glory was road to perdition, and act two, the turn, is just the memoirs with no omissions. We came a mighty long way from standing near the stove in the cold, the greatest story ever told. The realest niggas see the pain in my storyboards. The true believers say, wallahi, I support the ball. My life feel like a highlight reel. This is lightning striking, feel how the zeitgeist feel. Get a slight chill.
I got these niggas breezy.
My swag is on 1.21 gigawatts, 10 trillion kilowatts, hardcore thriller pop, Michael Jackson, nigga rock. Google me, baby, understand where I'm coming from. My destiny's to hit a grand slam when my number come. All hail the lyrical, grand wizard imperial. Niggas signed a dotted line with Hov, that's a miracle. And I ain't lead the thugs alone. The humble and meek will surely inherit the mud we own and shoot up every club we clone.
Let that bitch breathe.
The flow is too atomic, the poetry's too Quranic. A young prophet Muhammad, and I could drop a verse to change the whole vibration. The whole rock nation, the whole live nation. So pour libation, beware but prepare for the polarization. It's the globalization. Warn all the clergymen and notify Satan. I've been waiting, it's the notarization. I've been patient.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
A thousand kisses to the haters, cause they made me greater. A thousand wishes from a million slaves could raise a savior. A thousand visits to these dickheads at these major labels. From Big Daddy Kane to Big Daddy Kane and Abel. You pay a cost to be your boss, nigga. I paid the wager. Master both sides of the force. And plus I made my saber. Yes, sir. I'm a soldier of love. Drowning all my sorrows and woes in the club. My white boys say that shit you spit last year, bro, was like a real fine Merlot in the cashmere throw. Some black chicks say he ugly. White women, they love me. My Asians and my mommies don't put nothing above me. I call it as it happened, the art of quality rapping. One autobiographical chapter could start up the rapture. And even though I walk in the narrow valley of death, all I see is green pastures, bitches screaming from the rafters.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.